Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, your station, your channel, your program for great music interviews with some artists who have been around for a while. In the case of our guest today, 30 years or so, and also artists who are new and beginning. We'd like to welcome to today's show Leslie Mandoki, who is part of a project that has just released a brand new album. So, Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you in Hungary right now?
No, I'm at Lake Stamberg, where my studios are, in Bavaria. But
Bavaria.
As a born Hungarian who I'm raised behind the Iron Curtain, you know, Voice of America means a lot to me because that was the only source of great music. It was disturbed by the Russian armies or by the Red Army, so sometimes you were losing Voice of America, but a secret demo number, someone is ringing the doorbell, you were just changing your station because it was not, it was absolutely illegal to listen to you. As my father was teaching me, you know, how to do it, and one day on Voice of America, and I was about maybe 10 years old, it was a direct live taken over from BBC, from London, a Beatles concert. And you know, everybody was listening in Hungary, of course, to this Voice of America and the Beatles concert. And next day, I went, to school, and the teacher came in, and how was the Beatles concert? And whoever said, oh, it was great, the parents got to jail because it was so illegal to listen to Voice of America. And my father told me, if the teacher is coming and asking, how was the concert? Of course, we were not listening to
it. Never heard it.
As it came up that we're going to talk today, I was getting very emotional for a boy like me who was growing up strong behind the Iron Curtain and suffering under the Russian occupation.
And you probably remember Willis Conover. He was the guy that actually played the jazz music was heard in Russia, you know, back in the day. But thank you for joining us on the show today. And it's as much an honor for us as it is you to have you on. And I want to ask, first of all, are you a hippie? I see a peace sign behind you.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I'm coming from a generation that we stood up for. We were just staying loud for peace and friendship and freedom and for actually basically American values. And I was the kind of the rock voice of the leading rock voice of the Hungarian student opposition against the Russian occupation. And I got caught by the police on stage and shut down the electricity and all this because we were singing American kind of prog rock and American kind of jazz rock. So here for a peace sign is for me is a political statement, you know, against this aggression, against this brutality, you know, what I was experiencing in my young years.
Times have changed, but the message is the same. We have brutality in the world right now. We have strife, war, people dying senselessly. And it's, you know, going on right now in the world around us. So, you know, bring the hippies back. Bring the peace movement back. I remember that was big during Woodstock.
I was recently, yesterday, I was reading an American review of the new album, A Memory of Our Future, and they said, this guy is Woodstock 4.0. And I said, okay, someone understands me. So we are going to play now songs, and each one I'm going to play to you now in my studio is actually telling the same story that we are old hippies and we're coming back. There's on our anniversary tour through Europe, I was playing from the, not the current album, but the one before, the last song. It's about young rebels and old rebels. And the last song was The Torch. And I was, you know, saying in the last chorus that now we are passing on the torch, we be the old rebels to the young rebels. And then I started to say on the tour, I said, no, we are not going to pass on the torch because the world turned to be a mess, so we are needed. So the old hippies are back to find the hands of the young rebels and you know, to change the world to be a better place before we pass on the torch. Mm-hmm. And that's why the new album came out right recently, and also in America, our first big American release, because we truly believe that we are in a labyrinth of crisis, and the compass is lost. And this great divide, what we're seeing also in America, this needs, music is the greatest unifier. So we need to build bridges. And you know, as I escaped communism, I was 22, and I almost got killed. You know, and one of my dearest friend Gabo Chupa was with me, who, as an American, you know him because he's a cartoonist, and his first worldwide success was The Simpsons, and the second was The Rugrats. So he has his two stars in Hollywood Boulevard. But you know, the point is that I never thought of that. After 89, that the Berlin wall came down, and you know, the Iron Curtain has been destroyed, especially by Hungarian, and that we ever gonna talk about, you know, war in Europe. So it was the chance for paradise, you know. And all of a sudden, we have really this labyrinth of crisis. But what we are trying to do here with this new album, as you see the black swan on the cover, if anyone feel like listening to the whole album, after 80 minutes, you will realize that the black swan could be repainted to white again. So if you're coming to our shows, I mean, this is what we're doing, then you realize that we are trying to be the torch at the end of the tunnel and the light. And because we need peace and we need freedom, and these are actually twin brothers.
Exactly. Well said. Everything you said, I'm with you, and couldn't have said it any better. A Memory of Our Future is the name of the new album. We've got Leslie Mandoki, who put together a group called the Mandoki Soulmates. And you're going to do a song for us right now?
Yeah, I mean, we are going to start with We Stay Loud. As this, this is the tune that we are going to open our new shows when we are touring Europe now. And because this is about that the old hippies are back to fix it for the new, for the younger rebels. And we have to stay loud for humanity for a better world, because otherwise the whole concept of our value system is going to fall apart. And this is... that's what we were standing up as we were young, as we were 16, and we were loud. We played rock, American rock music in Eastern Europe that was forbidden. And just to give you a little funny insight, because not originally on these songs, but we are going to play it to you, it's also Ian Anderson of Chattertal is playing. Actually, about 10 years after that, Russian occupation was over, and the Berlin Wall came down, and the Iron Curtain was destroyed. Mikhail Gorbachev, the former president of Soviet Union, was visiting me in the studio here while we're speaking right now to you, because he was asking me for a charity action musically. And he was telling me that American and British music was so dangerous for the communists and the Soviet Union that it was, everything is absolutely forbidden. And I said, I don't know, because I remember very well, and I have a seventh generation of mono tape copy of a Chattertal album. Then I was the happiest boy. I had a lousy Czech tape machine called Tesla, by the way, the brand. and it was written as stereo, but had only one speaker. You know? Wow. So anyway, Mihail Gorbachev was saying, yes, you know, Gaspar Leslie, to prove perestroika and glasnost back then, you know, that we are going to liberate the Soviet Union, I was asking the state-owned record company, Melodia, to buy for 1 million record the license from Chattertal. And, you know, he's one of my best friends. So it was funny that that Mihail Gorbachev wanted to prove his liberation movement with rock music, what was until then absolutely forbidden. Mm-hmm. So So I'm very happy that that you give me the opportunity, and thank you for having us, that we can play you now this song for you, We Stay Loud.
Okay, so we're going to check out the new song, We Stay Loud. It is the Mandoki Soulmates right here on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Border Crossings, Mandoki Soulmates. We stay loud, and we've got Leslie Mandoki, who put this whole act together back 30 years ago. And you were telling us a little while ago that the album features Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson. How did you get Ian Anderson to play the flute on your album?
I mean, he's a founding member of our gang. And this group was actually born in a refugee camp. At 75, as the American resettlement officer was asking me, to say, hey, boy, I really understand that you wanted to leave behind communism and the Russian oppression, but what the hell are you going to do in a free West? What is your plan for the free world? And I said, I would like to have I'm going to found a band with Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull and Aldi Meola of Return to Forever and Jack Bruce of Cream. And it was 75, so they were just on the peak of their career. And he said, you must be a little crazy. And he turned to my dear friend Gabo Chupo. And he's a cartoonist, as I mentioned before. And he said, what the hell you are planning to do here? And I said, yeah, well, I'm going to Hollywood and I'm going to start my own studio. And his first worldwide success was Simpsons, and then came Rugrats. So actually, I'm just fulfilling the saying of my father, what he left me on his deathbed, that as he said, my son, you should live your dreams and you should not dream your life. That's what I'm doing. So I said to the resettlement officer that Ian Anderson would be the dream. And then 31 years ago, he was together with Jack Bruce and Aldi Meola, the founding member.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, that's a great story and great lesson from your father as well. And Leslie Mandoki is our guest today. Mandoki Soulmates is the name of the group with Ian Anderson and company. And A Memory of Our Future is the name of the new album. Now, you say that you're in Bolivia, I think you're in Bolivia. Oh, Bulgaria.
No,
you're in Bulgaria.
No, in Hungary.
Oh, you're in Hungary right now.
No, I'm in Bavaria.
Yeah,
I'm
Bavaria right now, and you're from Hungary, and you also dealt a lot with Russians. How many languages do you speak?
Actually, you know, I'm coming from that area where in Eastern Europe was the only language, foreign language that you would learn, even as an academic like me, it was Russian, because the idea was of the Russian occupation that from North Korea to Cuba, everybody can speak Russian to each other. So the second world was speaking Russian to each other, and the first world was speaking English. So I learned English, you know, from books. And then, of course, because I'm living in Germany since 49 years, of course, I learned German. But I had to learn Russian, unfortunately, not because I wanted to, but it was a kind of interesting venture. So to explore that mentality. So I understand a little better the Russian mentality and the Russian culture and the tragedy what we are going through right now. As normal people did, they were not reading Dostoevsky or not listening to Stravinsky or not seeing Eisenstein movies. So I think that's the big failure of our West, that we were not really seeing that huge difference between Russian value systems and our value system. And we thought we are all the same in a way. But we are not, because we're having a different, I mean, if anyone in the Western Hemisphere would just take in the weekend and spend the whole weekend with Dostoevsky, then they would just understand that we're dealing here about it. Total different understanding and mentality as we are. And we all are kind of American-led, from the value system, the personal liberation, you know, the personal freedom. But it's, the world is not a very, very, very unfortunately. I believed very strongly as a young man that the whole world was going to be like us, in loving these American values, as I was called by the police because I had stars and stripes T-shirt on. So, very unfortunately, we just see the war, and that's why what we can do is just to write peace songs, and that's actually the next song that I would like to play to you is about how evil it is to kill young soldiers, and you know, to that we're losing so much life and from in vain for nothing, and the piece is not closer. So the next song is over. I'm going to play to you with my gang here. This Devil's Psychopedia, because the social media is actually triggering all this. And I'm coming from a generation. I'm an old rebel, and I'm coming from a generation when someone was having a totally different opinion as mine. So just pretty much the opposition of what I think this would be right. It was not an enemy. It was just someone I was having a coffee or a beer or a wine, whatever, and we discussed and we just exchanged the total different views and visions and ideologies, and we learned from each other, and maybe we got a little closer or maybe not, but we were not having, we didn't have this division, that this hatred, you know, that if someone is having a different view of the world, then it's my enemy. No, not absolutely not. So I'm coming from that culture or that age or that generation that let's make love, not war. The music can heal, and I do believe that music can heal. So that's why I wrote this song, "Devil's Psychopedia," which is actually a peace song. It's against this totality, that is against this evil of the killing. And actually, I was on a border to Ukraine to help the refugees, you know, because I was a refugee myself decades ago, and I went there with a Ukrainian artist, you know, to help. Because I saw that how much they suffer. So that's why what I can do as a musician to write songs for a better world, and that's what we did with Devil's Psychopedia.
All right, Devil's Encyclopedia, Mandoki Soulmates, right here on Border Crossings.
But where are we going? Our wounded hearts are calling. We're losing direction. Oh, what the hell are we doing? While the dogs of war are howling. Fake innocence is no defense for contrarian. The maniac in times when it's easy to lose track. We don't bend, we will crack. Fortune fails the bold who care. Barbarian prayers will never fail. We'll be right back.
Border Crossings, that's called Devil's Encyclopedia, which is actually a song about peace. And don't let the title fool you. We've got Leslie Mandoki from the Mandoki Soulmates with us today. That song is on A Memory of Our Future, which is a brand new album. And I see an instrument on the wall behind you. What is that instrument?
You see me now on top of my studio building by Lake Stromberg. And this is this is an old gypsy instrument. In a backstage, one day someone was knocking on my dressing room door. It was in Budapest. It was an old gypsy guy. And he came in and he said, Leslie, you made so much to understand to the world our culture musically, and he gave me an old instrument, actually a percussion instrument, and because he said that he was just pointing out how thankful he was that someone like me, he was transferring this culture to abroad, to a wider audience, because it is such a wonderful culture, and that's so deep, and the atmospheres and of the melodies, and he was just giving me this piece as saying thank you, because indeed I was following the path of Béla Bartók to learn about these different cultures especially in Transylvania, where the some German influence, a lot of Jewish influence, or mainly Hungarian influence, and Indian Gypsy influences are just melting together in a wonderful cultural melting pot, and so on. So the, and this I followed the path of Béla Bartók to some Gypsy bands. They were just going to the Jewish villages and to the German villages and to the Hungarian villages, and they played all this mixture of the cultures, they mixed that old melodies and the harmonies and the dances, and that turned out to be the Transylvania dances, and so that's why this instrument came. And
all I know about Transylvania is Dracula. That's the only thing I know about Transylvania. That's what we here in America hear Count Dracula's from Transylvania, and that's all I remember. But I'm sure there's a lot of history and heritage there in that area. We're talking with Leslie Mandoki, who's on Border Crossings today. And now, what would today's Leslie Mandoki tell a 20-year-old Leslie Mandoki, having lived the life you've lived and experienced the things and things going on? What kind of advice would you give a younger self?
My younger self, I would give the same advice that my father gave me on his deathbed as I was 16. I would say the same thing. He said I should live my dreams and I shouldn't dream my life. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same advice.
Well, you might do something differently the way that the world has changed from Gorbachev's day. Gorbachev was a good leader and made peace with Reagan, and we had a very good relationship with Russia at that time. Billy Joel came and played in Russia, in Moscow, but things have gone a different direction.
Yeah, it's just tragical. And as Mikhail Gorbachev was visiting me, then he said, this is going to go in a different direction. We should be careful and we should watch, because he's so in the current administration a huge danger. And so that he was very critical about it. And it's very unfortunate that we couldn't kept the way as Mikhail Gorbachev and President Reagan was kind of laying down this road to peace and freedom.
What's been the highlight for you, Leslie Mandoki? What's been your career highlight? Because you've been doing this a long time with Mandoki Soulmates, 30 years, but I'm sure you were doing music before that as well. So what's been the career highlight?
I think, I'm so fortunate. I'm so privileged. I'm so honored to play with all these legendary, iconic musicians like Ian Anderson of Toronto, like late Jack Bruce, or late Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, or John Lord of Deep Purple. So we have huge losses in the band, but the the current, the younger lineup we have, and with the Toto guys, with Bobby Kimball and Steve Lukather, and just to mention some of them, or the Man Friedman, the Earthband's voice, Chris Thompson. I mean, it's wonderful players and great American jazz players like Eldie Mola, like Mike Stern, like Randy Brecker. So these are fabulous, great guys, and this is actually the highlight to go to record. And I think I produced about 100 albums, like Phil Collins and Lionel Richie and Chuck O'Connor. Many people came into the studio and we shared the stage. A lot of very iconic names, but the probably the very best piece of music, and that's maybe the highlight, what you asked before, is the new album. And not because it's the latest, because just this one, I think it was just growing in me, this writing. And one of my bandmates, the fabulous Tony Carey of Richie Blackmore's Rainbow, he said something, oh, Leslie, I really hate you. I said, what's up? He said, you're writing like you would be 22. or max 25 with this full of energy. So, and that's why maybe this is the highlight of my career, the new album. And it's also our first American release.
And the new album's called A Memory of Our Future. And Mandoki Soulmates is the artist, and Leslie Mandoki is the man who put it all together, the brain trust behind. It's like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer meet Jethro Tull, and it becomes Mandoki Soulmates.
Yeah, one can put this way around, yeah.
Yes. But, you know, here's a question I always ask for songwriters and singers that are on this show, and this will be interesting to ask you. If you could collaborate, because you've collaborated with a lot of people, you just mentioned a whole list of icons. If you could collaborate with three people, living or dead, that you haven't already collaborated with, who would you pick? Three people.
Whoever I picked, I worked with. The list is fulfilled. So,
okay.
So if you look at the list of the soulmates, I would not say that I'm missing anyone. I'm a very fortunate boy. I'm very privileged, very honored. But every call I ever placed has been answered. And just give you a little funny example that you are emotionally sharing with me why I'm saying this. I was some time ago, maybe 20 years ago. And we were sitting with this gang, like Jack Bruce of Cream, Ian Anderson of Jeff Dahl, Eldie Mola, Dave Clayton, Thomas Blatzert, and this Bobby Kimball of Toto, Chris Thomas of Manfred, and Greg Lake of Amazon, Lake and Power. So we were just sitting here nearby my studio, just by the waterfront in the restaurant, and the round table, and we just had lunch, a late lunch, and because it just was a break of a recording session in my studio. And then we were just kidding, you know, we were joking around. And we said, yeah, we are a boy group, so we really need a girl. And we were just kidding, you know, about who could be the right girl. And we had this Bavarian beer mats, you know, that's under the beer class. And everybody had a Sharpie, of course, you know, because you signing stuff sometimes and people are asking you. So I said, okay, you know what? Everybody's writing on this beer mat and one name, one of a lady artist, you know, that we would dream of, you know, that we would like to collaborate with. So about seven, you know, iconic legendary musicians wrote down one name. And I was just counting in 3, 4 and turned the beer mat. And seven times the same name, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan?
Yeah. So I came back to the studio. I called Chaka, and she came.
Wow.
So that's how, I mean, you know, that's the way how she was joining us.
Wow, so, that's an interesting story. You just call her up, and here she is. She comes across the world to join you. That's great. And I would be writing down Stevie Nicks or Grace Slick or some of the iconic singers, female singers, as well as Chaka Khan. But it's interesting because I guess Chaka Khan is soul, and you guys are soulmates.
Yeah, Chaka is, you know, sometimes you meet people like Chaka Khan that this is just a blessing. She's gracing the recording. I mean, she's an incredible talent. I mean, unfortunately, we don't have another word for talent, but you have to, the greatness of this capacity, how she's just inhaling music. This was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Hmm. Mandoki Soulmates, Leslie Mandoki. One more song. What are you going to do for the closing number?
I'm doing a song which is about our life right now. It's called Blood in the Water, because we all feel that something went really, really wrong. And, you know, so let's, we have to just maintain a way that we can get a better shape to ball. And so, Blood in the Water. So we should sing the songs for humanity. And this is a song for humanity.
Mm-hmm. Blood in the Water?
Blood in the Water, yeah.
Mandoki Soulmates on Border Crossings.
From a final combat to the last track, like a fool, I'm ready for a shark attack. For a facelift to the last shift, going at top speed for a last seam shift. The shark's hungry and the water is deep. They're out for me, 'cause I'm the black sheep. You better keep an eye open if you fall asleep. Keep your hands in your pockets if your pockets are deep. 'Cause the truth is put to sleep. Your eyes are coming cheap. Opium for the people. Make a memory. Blood in the water. Just a few. flash batteries when the polaroids of our souls turn to paintings. Yes, it's our appearance, but our autumn won't be lost in the heat of our young years. Sweet dreams were created. But our could-ups, could-ups, should-ups, I should-ups, brief body painting.
Border Crossings, Mandoki Soulmates, and Blood in the Water. And yeah, we've got unfortunate times right now, which, we'll get through. And the great music that you put out will carry us through. Before we end the interview and leave, I wanted to give you a chance to address the international audience tuning in 100 countries around the world. And we've also got the U.S. military listening as well. But around the world, we broadcast in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and, of course, Europe, the U.K. As you mentioned, you heard us growing up. So what would you like to say to the audience?
So thank you for having me on Border Crossing. And Voice of America means to me a lot, probably more than to any one of you, because without Voice of America, I would not have been a musician. Because
wow.
That was, you know, the secretly, illegally listening to American music. It was actually aired from Munich back then, you know, the Voice of America, central of Europe. It was in Munich, and where I'm living now. And I'm extremely thankful for that influence we had. I was telling to my children how the way as we were listening to Voice of America that was disturbed by the Russian military. So sometimes we just lost in air, you know, and all this. So I'm very thankful. And I say around the world, whoever is listening to us, how important it is to have a strong voice from America. The personal liberties, the personal freedom, the freedom of speech, so all these values, but this Voice of America stands for. It's actually also, my father told me that the Hungarian uprising 1956 against the Russian would not ever even taken place without Voice of America. So I'm very, very thankful, and my father is watching me from heaven. And for sure, who actually, my father was a pacifist, but as three students who got shot by the Russians were dying in our apartment, he was taking one of these guns and went on the streets and fighting the Red Army, or the Russian Red Army. And my father is watching me now from heaven to talk to you and being a part of a show, border crossing. And yes, I was crossing some borders in my life, and also illegally in a tunnel, because I never had a passport, a Hungarian passport, and because wow. the Russians, the occupation was saying that, you know, we are not allowed to travel, as I was finishing my school years and then my high school, got my perfect high school diploma, and they've been told, I'm never going to see New York in my life. I'm never going to see Los Angeles in my life, you know. Because I'm never going to have a passport. So here for to leave communism, it was also had a lot to do with Voice of America, because that was taking to me the ideology of personal freedom. And thank you for having me now in this show and have given me also the opportunity to tell to everybody listening around the world how important it is. So listen to Voice of America, and because then you are going to be a border crosser.
Well, thank you very much, Leslie Mandoki. So before we go, I wanted to ask, where can people find more information about you? Are you on social media, website,
whatever? Of course, Mandoki Soulmates. I mean, M-E-N-D-O-K-I and Soulmates, and you will find us everywhere.
Mandoki Soulmates.
Also on the music and all digital services. And of course, if you feel like listen to our music on CD or especially vinyl, then Amazon is always there around the corner.
Did you make it to Los Angeles or New York? Did you ever finally get a passport?
No, of course, but not with a Hungarian passport, because I never had a Hungarian passport. But I became a German citizen, and as a German, I was probably 80 times in America, because I had to teach my kids, you know, this is America. This is the source of freedom. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you, Leslie, for being on the show. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on and to meet you. And your message resonates around the world. It's all about peace and unity. And of course, as he mentions, the Voice of America inspired his career, which is a great honor to hear. The album is called A Memory of Our Future, and it's Mandoki Soulmates, our guest today. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings. This is VOA TV.